Hey everybody, this is Wade with Wade for Wireless, and today just want to go over a quick announcement that was brought to me by Nate, and it's the NWSA is seeking tower technicians for board seats. Now, what's the NWSA? The National Wireless Safety Alliance, and they're seeking tower technicians to fill seats on the Board of Governors. Now, some background. NWSA was a nonprofit group formed to create a national standards training, a standard for training for tower technicians across the U.S. And it's for more than that. It's tower technicians, foremen, and so on. It's to set the standard. This was probably brought on, you know, you're going to have TIRAP that's going to set the standard for apprenticeships and that route of training. But this is a certification you're going to have to take in a testing center across the U.S. And it's actually going to prove that all the tower climbers are certified in one way or another. And they're going to have different levels, tower technician one, tower technician two, foreman, lead. They're going to have specialties for people that just do cable and lines, for people that stack steel, for people that do tower modifications. So it's going to be pretty in-depth. Now, you're all probably a little confused because we have a lot of schools out there, but that's why they're creating a national standard, because we have all these schools. It would be nice to know that everyone's training people to the right level. And the whole idea is to have a national standard nationwide that all in the U.S. that all tower climbers can take a test and, you know, they're all at the same level. This is done in a lot of industries. I don't know if you've ever been Cisco certified, but Cisco has a national standard for router certification, as do all the vendors, you know, say the Alcatel-Lucents as well. And it's also done with firemen, you know, for fire rescue. They have a national standard they follow, and they have to take a written test and a physical test. In this case, it'll just be a written test. Your physical test will be taken at your school, wherever you get trained at, say, Tower Safety, who sponsors me. If you get trained with Tower Safety, they will make sure that you're physically trained and you can pull someone off the tower. With that said, once you get trained, once you get certified, you should always practice. Practice, 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 because without practice, you really get rusty, you forget, and it doesn't become automatic anymore. Your company should really stress that anyway. So what the announcement is, NWSA, the National Wireless Standards Association, is looking for tower climbers, tower technicians for the Board of Governors. They have an application, which I have out there. And the application is basically, it's a PDF form you have to fill out and then email back to NWSA. And once you email it back, then they'll make a decision. So when you get out there, you can get this on Nate's website. Nate's website actually has the links and everything. And I put the link in there for the for Nate's public announcement. It's a bulletin that they have out. So I, you know, all you guys who think you're qualified to help set the standards, I know we just had the OSHA RFI out, so everything should be fresh in your mind. You know, for all 200 of you that replied to the OSHA RFI, you should have everything fresh in your mind. So here's your chance again to make a difference in tower safety. All right, go on the website, make sure you get the PDF, you fill it out, and then email it back. The email is at nwsa@nws-a.org. So when you email it to those guys, you know, like I said, guys and girls, to those people, they'll make a decision on who should go in based on qualifications. But remember, the deadline is June 19th, which from the day I'm recording this is like 11 days away or 10 days away, maybe. Today I'm recording this on June 8th. So June 19th is the deadline. Just make sure that you can get it in by then, okay? That's all I ask, because it's a short time period. Only take you a few minutes to fill it out, and then you can see what happens. All right, everyone? And again, I'd like to thank Tower Safety, who's my sponsor, towersafety.com. And they're based in Arizona. It's where the best get better. They do tower safety rescue and rescue training, and also the basics of tower climbing. They also do OSHA 10. They have a lot of training courses, OSHA 10, OSHA 30, and so on. First aid, CPR, and they are an accredited school in the state of Arizona, so they're pretty awesome. All right, thanks everyone. Be smart, be safe, and pay attention.